The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. This is Sports Talk. Mike Haas along with Charlie Long with you until 8 o'clock tonight. And my thanks to Doug Cinceri, who just joined us to talk about the second round picks and the unsigned players. And just one of those conversations that if you didn't get a chance to listen to, we hope that you will. And we always know you can't listen to an entire show sometimes. So Odyssey makes it easy to listen when you want and how you want. Listen to this show and any of our WWL time shifted podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It was during the draft, big time Green Bay, and they made an announcement during the draft about the UFC 318 coming to New Orleans. And I will tell you, social media wise, for the Smoothie King Center and us at, you know, over at the Caesars Superdome, it was as big as a Super Bowl. That announcement during the draft in New Orleans had that much. And I was like, whoa, I don't follow a lot of it. But looking forward to this weekend, Dustin Poirier against Holloway. That'll be Saturday. But it's a multi-day event. Today was media day. And there's a lot of stuff fans can get involved in. Tomorrow, the 17th, they have a press conference at 5 o'clock at the Smoothie King Center that is open to the public. Doors open at 4. You pay for some parking in that area. And then on Friday, they have the weigh-ins that are closed to the public. And then they have a ceremonial weigh-in that happens at 5 o'clock again, at the Smoothie King Center. And then on Saturday, the day of the fight. Now, this is the important one because this is the fan fest that they have in the parking lot right next to the Smoothie King Center, parking lot 3, from 1 to 5. And they've got it. You can meet and greet some of the athletes. You can get selfies with a UFC belt. But, of course, we want to watch the weather. That's really the only thing that's outside. The other stuff, the press conference and the ceremonial weigh-in, they'll be inside. But you want to keep up with UFC.com, all of their social sites, because they will be keeping an eye on the weather. And then doors open. Blah, blah, blah. What time are doors open? Doors open 4 o'clock on Saturday at the Smoothie King Center for just an all afternoon and night. There's early prelims, and then the main card, and then Dustin Poirier and Max Holloway will be the end of the main card. Dustin from Lafayette, he's been a lifelong Saints fan. In fact, went to Saints camp today. Dustin Poirier went over to Saints camp today, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
And so this is a biggie. I wasn't aware of how big it was until that draft night, but he wants to finish his career, does Dustin Poirier, here in Louisiana and in New Orleans, a place where he says it helped him get his start. And this is the third time against Holloway. He won the first two, but they've been some battles. And so Holloway has the belt right now, and Dustin would like to get that back. And so lots of stuff coming up. And so I'm just looking forward to it. And again, I don't follow it enough. I watched enough today to kind of see how Holloway got the belt back, and he beat this guy, Justin, what's his last name? I got to get it right. Justin Gaethje.
Right.
And so in the most amazing, knockout with a second left in the fifth and final round, that is how he got the belt back. Got the belt, and he's kind of making his way, into this lighter class. So it's just going to be it's going to be cool. The first time they fought was 13 years ago. Poirier won. It was his fourth straight victory. That was a long time ago, 13 years. And then they faced off again 6 years ago, and Poirier won that one in that five-round battle. So, and there's a lot of things I would do in life. This ain't one of them. Cats are different cats.
Absolutely. A couple things here, Mike. As you mentioned, Dustin Poirier's retirement fight, the last fight that he's going to do, we kind of full circle back in Louisiana. Yeah. That's got to be a really, really cool moment for him. But this is also, when I was doing a little bit of research on this, the first UFC big fight event in New Orleans in over a decade. The last time it was here was June of 2015. And here we are sitting July 2025. So UFC fans in South Louisiana are probably going to be coming flocking to New Orleans.
Oh, it's been
event.
It's been a sellout. It's a pay-per-view event,
right?
Right. So you can you can watch it. You know, kind of the prelims. I mean, it's UFC.com. It's ESPN Plus, UFC Fight Pass. I mean, here's how things have changed. If you remember back in the day, and I know you're not nearly as old as I am, but you know, if things were being streamed. You know, bars would get it somehow, and you'd have to go, and you'd find – not anymore. If you go to the UFC.com website, they'll go, here is where you can go and watch it. Here's who's streaming it,
right?
As opposed to, hey, man, we, you know, I went over to this bar on, you know, Blank Street and watched the fight. So times have changed, but it's been a sellout. It's going to be great all day Saturday. We'd hope the weather does not, you know, play a factor in the fan fest. And Dustin already has said that Lil Wayne is going to be his walkout music.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty cool.
We got our kind of bias here. Like, yeah, I think everyone is going to be rooting for the Diamond out of Lafayette, the Lafayette kid. So go Dustin Poirier. You know, I'm like you. I don't watch too much of UFC and follow too much of fighting, but this is something that I will definitely be tuned into this upcoming weekend.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.